We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us next was a Colorado Buffalo standout during his elite college football career. He was an elite NFL standout as well on defense for the Steelers, for the Seahawks, for the Patriots. He's a former All-Pro and Pro Bowler and now a member of the media Compass Media Radio Network and Company. Joining us here on the show, little football analyst. Joining us here on the program, our friend Chad Brown. Chad, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, DA. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's always good to catch up with you, man. Thanks so much for doing so. And I want to start with college football. When we had that crazy ending with Penn State and Indiana on Saturday night, Penn State had a chance to drown out the clock and not give it back to Indiana. Unfortunately, they scored a touchdown too quickly. Indiana able to get the football back, force overtime, win in OT. How much of those types of decisions do you blame on the players versus the coach?
I blame the coach. It's an interesting thing when you look at, say, Alabama or Clemson over the last couple of seasons. They don't seem to make those kind of mistakes. So, you know, we've, as media, have kind of put James Franklin, maybe not on the exact same tier as Nick Saban and guys like that, but we put him pretty darn close. And I think if you're going to stay at that respect level or stay at that level of consideration, you've got to go out and coach to that level. And so often there's a game or two every season where James Franklin seems to be his own worst enemy.
It's so true. He's done really good things with that program, taking it over and obviously making them a contender, a top 10 team coming into the season. And yet there's one or two games a year where you just question his game management. This one clearly came back to bite him. From another national perspective, let's look at the Alabama Crimson Tide, who get yet another big win, and yet they lose a big player. Jalen Waddle, one of their best players, goes down with a huge injury. Do you think Alabama's talented enough to win a title even without their best receiver?
I did an Alabama game earlier this season. I did Alabama playing Texas A&M, and Mac Jones is an incredible quarterback. Super accurate. I don't think he gets enough respect right now. I think people thought Alabama's quarterback play would step back after Tua Tagovailoa left. Mac Jones isn't nearly that elite special type of quarterback that Tua was, but he operates this Alabama offense at exactly the same type of level, despite not being that same elite type of quarterback. And let's face it, Alabama, while we think about them traditionally as being a defensive team under Nick Saban and having great running backs, look at Derrick Henry, what he's doing in the NFL, they've really become receiver U. They had two first-round receivers last year in the NFL draft. Jalen Waddle will probably still be a first-round receiver this year. So I have to imagine somewhere in those four- and five-star recruits that Alabama brings in every single year, they've got another receiver who's ready to emerge. Losing a player as special as Jalen Waddle certainly hurts, no doubt about that. But I got to imagine there'll be someone else who's able to step up for them.
Chad Brown joins us this morning here on the show. You know, both Oklahoma and Texas have played themselves out of the college football playoff, which leaves for the Big 12 basically Oklahoma State and nobody else. Are you an analyst that looks at the Big 12 and takes them seriously in the college football playoff race? Or because they've never won a college football playoff game as a conference, because there's very little defense played there, do you kind of brush them off as viable contenders?
I don't. I look at every season as unique unto itself. Yes. Should we pay attention to history? Should we learn the lessons from history? I think, of course, we should. But just because, you know, Penn State has beat Indiana you know, as an example, only 20 times in a row, doesn't mean that guarantees them a victory the next time they play them. So while I certainly, you know, again, learn from what has happened in previous seasons, if Oklahoma State proves to be that team for this season, it's got nothing to do with the past. The Big 12, I think, in the end, their inability to stop virtually anybody, and, you know, considering their style of play, which for some people seems like, hey, whoever has the ball last is going to win. And I did the Red River Showdown this year for Compass Media, mm-hmm. and that was definitely the case. That game went to four overtimes. The lack of defense played in that conference, I think once the play moves to the national championship level, those teams just tend to no longer be viable because that philosophy, that playing style doesn't bode well to playing some of the greatest teams in the country.
Mm. Chad Brown joins us this morning here on the show. Over to the NFL. The Cowboys are in a bad way right now. They got their butts handed to them by Washington yesterday, and Andy Dalton goes down with that injury. And when he gets hit up high by John Bostic of Washington, none of the Cowboys players rushed to his defense. Nobody got in the face of John Bostic. It was very alarming. Even Mike McCarthy admitted after the game, it was not the reaction he expected. You've been in that locker room. You've been in those huddles. You know what it takes to be a great team. What does that tell you about the Cowboys?
One of the first things that starts eroding when a season falls apart is your internal pride for the team, and you start making business decisions. When an offensive lineman goes after somebody who, you know, puts a dirty hit on his quarterback, that's not a business decision. That's that internal pride for your team and for what you represent. And while I certainly don't condone that kind of thing, I think, you know, if a player, I know John Bostic was ejected, but that if John Bostic wasn't ejected, find a way to get him back in the course of play over the next series or two. That's how I would prefer to handle that. I don't want to add, you know, I don't want to respond with a dirty hit to it with another dirty hit, just as a general style of play for me professionally. But at the same time, again, when they don't go up and at least grab them or talk to them or, you know, gang up on them and have some angry words, that speaks to that declining pride in the locker room there. So, the team culture for the Dallas Cowboys right now is particularly poor. You've got 11 guys out there, particularly on defense, but I think in some ways on offense as well, who are literally out there just trying to do their own thing. And it's showing up with how they played, showing up with this dirty hit yesterday with nobody stepping up to defend their quarterback.
You played on some ferocious defenses. I mean, those Steelers teams you played on were just – you guys were monsters. Do you remember a time where one of your teammates got injured, there was a dirty hit, there was a cheap shot, and you guys all rushed to the defense of that player?
Well, at that time, you know, we had a couple different quarterbacks. We had Neil O'Donnell, we had Mike Tomczak, we had Cordell Stewart. And it's hard to imagine a guy like Damani Dawson, Hall of Famer, a guy like Carlton Hasselrig, a five-time All-American wrestler. I don't even know how that's possible, but I believe he was five or six-time All-American wrestler. So those kind of guys, allowing that to happen. Now, you know, defensively, we certainly held our own, and we certainly had each other's back. But that type of thing tends to be an offensive lineman and a quarterback thing. Now, at the same time, with guys like Kevin Green in the Hall of Fame, guys like Greg Lloyd, who should be in the Hall of Fame, Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer, of course, we didn't let anybody mess with us under any circumstance ever. That was the attitude and the culture in which we played the game. For me to come in there as a young player, as a rookie, into that locker room, into that particular linebacker room with those guys, I quickly learned how NFL football works, and particularly how physical NFL football works. And if you want to be able to go out there and dish it out, somebody's going to try to return something to one of you or your teammates in a way that's not cool, and we just simply do not ever, ever, ever allow that. So I learned that probably within the first couple of preseason games, how we operated that Pittsburgh Steelers defense and how that whole team's culture was built, and it was physical, and we don't take anything from anybody ever.
That's interesting. Chad Brown joins us this morning here on the show. When it comes to this Steelers team, they just ended up getting that victory yesterday over the Titans. That means they're the last undefeated team in the NFL. Did you draw a lot of positives out of yesterday because they got the win, or was there a few things that you could be concerned about if you're a Steelers fan because they had a big lead and let it go away and the Titans nearly tied it up, just forced it to overtime?
Well, I think the Titans are one of the best coached teams in the NFL. Very creative offensively. Mike Vrabel showed last week against the Texans. I mean, he's even willing to push the rules in a bit when he put 12 guys on the field at the end of the game to stop the clock and hold those extra 40 seconds, which he needed because they scored with only 4 seconds on the clock to get the tying touchdown. So I think, yes, I certainly will talk about what the Pittsburgh Steelers need to do, but let's not forget the Titans are a pretty darn good football team. They have their issues defensively, but well-coached, and it's a really coordinated, rhythmic offense that is very difficult to defend. And I think that's where the Pittsburgh Steelers fall short, is defensively they just could not get themselves off the field yesterday, and they showed some issues in the secondary, particularly in the second half. So if the Steelers are going to continue their undefeated ways, they got exposed a little bit yesterday, particularly defensively. But I think even Ben and that offense, to your point, D.A., they got slowed down considerably in that second half, and they were unable to stay consistent. So the Steelers have to find a way, both offensively and defensively, to finish. And part of that's going to be improvement in that secondary play for the Steelers.
Finally, what'd you think about the Bucs adding Antonio Brown? Is it worth the risk and the baggage that he comes with?
You know, if I put on my general manager hat, to me, absolutely not. I've watched bad teammates, guys who are bad characters off the field, show up on the field with that bad character play. And it goes to prove itself. If you think about the Cincinnati Bengals, who were coached by my former linebacker coach Marvin Lewis, and guys like Vontaze Burfict and Pac-Man Jones. And if you think about over the years, the number of games, heck, that playoff game that they lost because those two guys in particular, guys with questionable character, were unable to maintain their discipline on the field. So it shows up at some place, sometime, and it tends to show up in the most unfortunate times. It tends to show up in the most critical moments. Guys don't suddenly revert to their bad selves, you know, when everything's going well. It's when things are going bad in the middle of a ball game, in a playoff game, when things are down and you need your best players to step up. The fact that Tom Brady, who should understand that from his New England days, I was a teammate of Tom Brady's, Bill Belichick will certainly bring some questionable characters into the locker room, but the second they prove themselves to not be about team, to not be about the New England Patriots, he finds a way to get rid of them. So for Tom Brady to bring Antonio Brown in, I have to imagine it would have to be those kind of discussions with Bruce Arians. As soon as this guy reverts to anything close to what he's been before, we've got to find a way to move on. I think it's far too risky. The ship for the Patriots, for the Buccaneers, is clearly going in the right direction. Todd Bowles has them playing really good defense. After, you know, a rocky start to the season, Byron Leftwich and Bruce Arians seems to be on the same page with Tom Brady. Why risk upsetting the direction of the boat when it's going in the right direction right now?
It's a great question. We'll see if this ends up paying dividends or blows up in their face. There's some risk here, definitely. Chad Brown joining us this morning on the show after a 3-time Pro Bowl NFL career, 2-time All-Pro as well. Member of the Steelers, the Seahawks, the Patriots over the course of his decorated career. Now member of the Compass Media Network, calling games on the weekend. It's always good to catch up with Chad Brown. You can follow him on Twitter as well, at ChadBrown94. My man, it is wonderful to hear your voice again. Thanks so much for doing it. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
Hopefully we do it again soon for sure. And hopefully everybody on your end is happy and healthy in these crazy times, DA.
Back at you, Chad. Thanks so much for the kind words. I appreciate that.
You take it easy, buddy.
You too. Chad Brown joining us this morning on the show. Always excellent stuff.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.